și hang up on me. About to make a phone call to a loan officer with a very prominent company, Rocket Mortgage. So one thing that we cannot have in the video is that person's name, because they're not giving us consent to have this on here. So we need to bleep out their name and also any name or identification to the company as well.
Thank you for calling. How may I direct your call?
Yeah, loan officer.
One moment, please.
All right. Yeah, my name is Michael, and I am looking to refinance my home. Would you be able to help me with that?
Okay, you ordered from us, or how did you get my contact information?
Online.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a little bit of a surprise. Who's your mortgage with?
It's currently with Wells Fargo.
Okay. And you're refinancing to pull cash out, or tell me a little bit about what you're doing?
Maybe a little bit of both. So here's ideally what I would like to do. And I just recently learned this. The value of my home is roughly $500,000. I owe $400,000. I refinanced about 2 years ago. I got a 3.5% rate. And what I'd like to do is replace everything, like the whole existing mortgage, and change it to a home equity line of credit.
And that doesn't scare you floating with prime?
No, I've been running the math. I've been watching these videos on YouTube, and I'll give you an example. I've got income of about net $12,000 coming in, and my expenses, not including my mortgage, is about $4,500 a month. So if I was living paycheck to paycheck, yeah, absolutely. But as I'm running the math on this, it has me projected to pay the home off in about 65 months, and right now I got 28 years. So the interest rate really doesn't, actually I pay a lot less interest because I pay it off so fast. Does that make sense?
Well, it does, but it just scares me having that much debt out there floating with prime, which is just projected to go up. Are you, I'm assuming then, on a 15 year?
No, it's 65 months is the projected payoff time frame. So let me give you more clarity.
Here's my question, though. This is the smarter thing. You're at a 3.5 now. You're going to pay a lot more on a HELOC. Why don't you just
maybe
take what you have and amortize it over, you know, 60 months and call it a day and not pay any closing costs?
Because I wouldn't have any liquidity. So let me give you more clarity. So my income, so the other thing about this HELOC is I'm able to use it like my checking account instead of my checking account. I can put all of my income into it, and then I can pay my bills out of it. With a mortgage, when I make that payment, I can't pay my bills out of the mortgage. So I wouldn't be able to utilize all of my income to get to that payoff time frame. Plus, I wouldn't be liquid either. And that's one of the issues that I'm having. And one of the reasons why I went down this rabbit hole is, yeah, I first thought about paying extra on the mortgage, but I just feel like in the next 12 to 24 months, there's going to be some interesting times. And if I paid down my mortgage, it's trapped in there and I don't have access to it. It's not as liquid as if I had it in a home equity line of credit. Does that make sense?
Knowing that you don't need the money for anything, knowing that you're talking about your cost of funds, you know, pure and simple cost of funds.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you park your money in an account that's paying 4% today and then just do it that way and give yourself some liquidity that way, and just in 60 months, you're ready, you've got to stroke a check, just pay it off.
Yeah, but the issue is, well, 4%, it's going to take a long time before it ever accrues to the amount that I need to pay off my home in 60 months. I mean, 4% is not going to get me there.
but if you're talking about paying it off anyway in 60 months, you just put as much as you need to in that account every month, and it'll accumulate. And if you're diligent and you're amortizing it over 60 months, you'll have to have that much in your account.
Yeah, maybe I'm not following what you're saying. You're saying do basically not recast.
Instead of paying $5,000 a month towards a, we'll just say a line of credit that you're going to get.
Well, I would be paying $12,000.
Okay, well then $12,000. Okay, fine. So $12,000 a month instead of taking out a new HELOC and paying an appraisal, paying closing costs. Why don't you just embrace the 3.5, which of course is a killer rate, and just put 12% in an account that you can get 4% interest on today, which is more than you're paying on your mortgage, and you pay $12,000 a month in that account, and in 60 months, you just pay off your mortgage.
Well, yeah, but I also have bills to pay too, though. I've got $4,500 outside of my mortgage that I've got to pay. So it's $12,000 of income and then $4,500 of expenses.
Well, but you said you would be paying it off in 68 months or what have you. So
yes,
I was using your timeline. So
correct.
I don't know, bills and income, whatever. Income could go up, bills could go up. I was just saying I wouldn't take a 3.5% rate on a $400,000 mortgage and risk it with a HELOC, which is not going to, it's going to be more than 3.5.
Why do you say that?
That's for sure.
That's a guarantee?
Well, have you checked around? I mean, banks have changed a lot in the last couple of years. Okay,
yeah.
So what can you get on a HELOC?
Well, a lot of them now are offering these teaser rates of like 1.99. And
for a year, correct.
Yeah, and for a year. But one thing that I've also discovered, you'd mentioned that there's all this closing costs associated with it. They're all free. It doesn't cost anything. So my thought process is,
well, your value is $500. You owe $400. The free ones, or if you stay way under 80%, and
they're at 90
on the appraisal. So
yeah, they're up to 90% to get those teaser rates. But yeah, I'm at 80. Assuming I didn't want any more access to my equity, I could do 400. I'm at 80. But my point is since they're free, I could just refinance that every year to stay at the low teaser rate that's well below what I'm paying. But even if it wasn't, let's just assume that it wasn't on this teaser rate. The 3.5 doesn't do me a whole lot of good because it takes 28 years to pay off. And I'm at the point of my amortization schedule where almost all of my payment is going to the bank. It's not going to paying down the principal. Where in this strategy, again, I'm a novice at it because I just started learning it. The HELOC is not just my home loan. It's also my checking account. So all 12 grand gets put to use. And it accelerates the payoff process. But here's the thing, is I also stay liquid throughout the entire time frame. So that's what gives me the confidence. The problem with paying extra on a mortgage is that if something were to come up, I don't have access to my equity in a mortgage. We're in a home equity line of credit.
Well, that's what I didn't say. I said a separate account that's paying 4%.
Yeah.
So you're saying you're going to amortize. So I would say, number one, we are most competitive with straight-up mortgages, but I know Regions has a killer rate. Now, there's a prepayment penalty, so you've got to factor that in if you're trying to do this every year. So they are tightening up home equity every year. We are projected to go into a deep recession. If that's the case, it's going to be a lot tighter.
But wouldn't that be good for interest rates, though?
I'm sorry?
If we go into a deep recession, wouldn't that be good for interest rates?
Oh, it's not if you start losing houses. You're not going to see lines of credit. I mean, you're going to see those start to dry up. I can't answer for Regions. I can't answer for Y-12. They are two of them that have very competitive.
Regions does not have a prepayment penalty.
If you're willing to
no HELOC has a prepayment penalty above $500.
Make sure you know what the prepayment penalty is going to be.
Right.
You know, and just do it that way.
Let's say it's $500. Yeah, let's say it's $500. I mean, that would be worth it, though, right? The prepayment penalty?
You're banking on being able to do this. This year you start with Regions, 1.99. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to pay $500 to go to Y-12. Who knows if Y-12 is going to have the same deal next year? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, even if it wasn't the interest rate, because, again, that 3.5 isn't doing me any good. It's a cool number to look at because it's low. But it's not actually low in the real world because I'm actually paying all this interest because it's amortized over 28 years. where I ran the calculation.
Don't amortize it. There are many, many astute investors that take a 30-year mortgage and self-amortize it over 7 or 10.
I get it, but I wouldn't be liquid.
You look at your cost of funds, period, your cost of funds. That's what you're looking at. That's the dollar amount.
Okay. So when I closed 2 years ago, so if I'm looking at cost of funds, it was 3.5%, but my tip on the loan estimate was around 65%. Is that my cost of funds?
Your what?
Tip. It's on the last page.
You're talking about your APR?
No, the tip on the loan estimate.
Your truth in lending?
No, I think it's tip, TIP, total interest percentage.
For 3.5, that's surprising that it's up to 6, but that includes...
No, 65%.
Okay, you've paid your closing costs up front, so that money's gone anyway.
Yeah, but are you familiar with total interest percentage?
Yeah.
Okay,
quite well.
Gotcha. So that's what I'm concerned about with this 3.5 versus... Even if I had a higher rate on this home equity, on this home equity line of credit, because I'm paying it off so fast, the amount of interest I pay is actually substantially less, even if the rate was higher.
Well, then the two of the ones that have teaser rates now that I know of are Y-12 and Regions. I would just talk to one of them and just get the best terms that they have out there. I think Y-12 is a teaser rate for 6 months, region mm-hmm. possibly could be a year.
Okay. All right. So is there any realm or world where the mortgage would make more sense than kind of what I'm trying to achieve?
No, because I'd be talking you out of a mortgage. I would tell you to keep that 3.5, heck with the 28 years, do what most astute borrowers do and just amortize it like I told you. 6 years, you amortize it over 6 years, and you just bank that money separately, and let that money work for you.
But I can't have the same dollar in two places at the same time. So if I were to bank it over here at 4%, then nothing's paying down the mortgage in that time frame.
You pay your normal mortgage. You pay your normal mortgage, and you put in the account whatever it takes to amortize that mortgage, and you keep paying 60 months. So that's the amount that you're putting in this new account.
All right, so...
And at the end of the day, if you choose to pay off this 3.5% mortgage in 60 months, you will have enough, you can stroke a check, and you would have accomplished everything at 3.5, which will be far less. Use that account like your HELOC account. It'll be far less, I guarantee you, than what a mm-hmm. HELOC rate will offer you.
Right.
In just a couple of years down the road.
So I would have to put $7,000 per month in that account every month without fail in order to get that 60-month mark. I can't afford that. And if I ever were to use it or borrow against it, then I've only prolonged that time period.
Well, then go the option of the HELOC, but I just think it carries a high risk, but you know, it sounds like that's the course that you want to take.
And what are the risks associated with it?
Well, you can talk to somebody that provides HELOCs. I wouldn't have exposure. I wouldn't have 400,000 floating with Prime, that's for sure.
Gotcha.
The federal funds rate keeps going up and Prime keeps going up. So if that's the direction you want to go.
And you think they will always continue to go up? They won't come down?
No, home equity lines of credit are harder to get today than they were. We have values shrinking. Their appraisal panel is shrinking values. What if you want to redo another teaser and you can't get the appraisal you want? What if the value of your home goes from 500 to 400?
Yeah. Yeah,
I wouldn't do it for anything in the world. I've been doing this 40 years, and if you're reading and you're doing your research, but I would just talk to a HELOC lender, and I'm sure somebody would be willing to lend you the money to do it that way.
Yeah, and I didn't mean to upset you. I was calling for expert advice.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's what I'm giving you, but I'm saying I'm pushing you the direction of a HELOC lender that would be willing to, you know,
right.
write a loan and do... you know, get that $400,000 on a floating rate.
Yeah. And, but I mean, you understand the overall concept that time and balance is far more important than interest rate. That if I, for instance, let's say I have a 30-year mortgage at 3.5, but I had a 5% at 15-year, and I know the mortgage world, you actually get a benefit of doing a 15. It's actually a lower rate than it is on a 30, but even if it was a higher rate on 15 years, I would pay less on that 15-year mortgage even at the higher rate than I would on the 30, correct? Vice versa, if I had a higher...
safety. You know what your payment's going to be. It's level payment, and there's a lot of safety and security. You don't know what your future holds. Nobody does. You don't know what the value of your home is. Nobody does. You may think it goes up, but I've been talking to people on the phone last year. Values have gone down all around the country, including our local area. So wow. there are no guarantees out there. Again, I'm telling you, most astute borrowers would not put $400,000 and try to do what you're doing and just say, oh, this is my checking account. I'll write checks. But again, you talk to those, I'm sure region, somebody will make you that loan or Y-12, and you roll the dice and you do your homework, and you know, I hope everything works out.
Yeah, I don't have any doubt that they'll make the loan, because I've been making some calls right. to see. I just wanted to right. get well, the yeah. devil's advocate's opinion of, you know, is this something I should do? Because I just, you know, it took me 2 weeks to kind of go through all these YouTube videos and start learning some of these strategies. And as I break it down, I'm an engineer by trade. So I just broke down the calculations and, you know, let's say it was 9% on the HELOC. Well, because I'm paying it down so quickly, it's far less interest than my 3.5% mortgage, but I maintain liquidity because you're right. I think in the next 12 to 24 months, it's going to be very interesting times. So paying down a mortgage doesn't keep the liquidity. I've socked it away in the bank's treasure chest, and I don't have access to my equity where I would in a home equity line of credit. So even if the interest rate was higher, I actually pay less interest, just like that example I shared with you that a 30-year, even at a lower rate, would be paying more interest. Vice versa, let's say I had a 3% $400,000 mortgage versus a 4% $300,000 mortgage, I would still pay less interest on the higher rate because my balance is lower. So what it's kind of teaching me is
that... Like I said, just call Regions or call Y-12 and talk through that strategy with them, but it's not something that I can embrace and endorse because there's too much risk out there.
Okay. And again, from your expert advice, what the risk are that rates are rising even if we went into a recession?
You need to talk to them. That's the direction that you need to be going.
Gotcha. All right. I apologize. I didn't mean to disrupt your day. She hung up on me. So 40 years. Been doing it for 40 years. And the problem with this is, God bless her soul, very close-minded. It's what she's been doing for 40 years. It's what she's always done, and she's not changing. Even if the times change, even if there's education out there that can be far more innovative and far more efficient to reduce the amount of interest and maintain liquidity, she wasn't hearing it. She is set in stone. This is what I've been doing for 40 years, and this is what I'm always going to do. To her point, taking that money and setting aside at 4%, that's also assuming, like right now, there are some checking accounts out there because interest rates have went up and banks need deposits bad because of what's going on. There's defaults on the horizon and banks are over-leveraged, so they're hungry for more deposits. You know, case in point, Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, these bank failures, they don't fail when they get more deposits. So banks are starting to offer higher yield checking accounts. It's not really a checking account. It's more like a savings account or a CD or money market that has some massive limitations to it. But her assumption is that I can take 100% of my income, because I've got my expenses, nothing can come up to disrupt this. I've got to put $7,000 per month in this 4% account to execute on her strategy. And she said, there are no guarantees, so this is what you should do. Were banks paying 4% last year? No. So, and here's something else we also know about recessions. 100% of the time during recessions, what do rates do? They go down. It's what the Fed does to stimulate the economy. They reduce interest rates, right? She's talking about how she's making on one end of the argument how, you know, rates are going up, it's variable, and they're always going to go up. And on this side, what you should do is put your money in this 4%. Well, the 4% just came about. It was not even available last year. That could go away too. Not to mention that rates go up, also come down. We've seen this for hundreds of years. We saw it in 2008, 2009. We saw it in 2018. Then we saw it again in 2020. Now we're seeing it again. It's going up. And guess what it's going to eventually do? I don't know when. It's going to come down. So I can't take 100% of my mythical income here, put into something at 4%. What if that 4% then turns into 1%? This doesn't work. What if an emergency comes up where I need to, whether it's an emergency or an opportunity, and I start digging into that money that I've been putting at this 4%, it totally upsets the apple cart. So God bless her, completely closed-minded. She's been doing it for 40 years, and she eventually hung up on me. So there goes that one.